Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Hadit.com Radio Show. Hadit.com Radio is an in-depth look at all things VA. If you need help with the VA, log on to Hadit.com. Now, here's your host, Gerald Cook.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, on this, 14th day of June 2018. We're here with our co-host, Jay Basser. And today our guest speaker is John Rossi, and we're going to continue this H.R. 299. This will be the second episode we're doing on it. We want to be certain everyone out there is aware of it, pros and cons, you know. The good thing about it, we know, is that the Blue Water Navy veterans certainly do need taken care of, and the VA, that's their responsibility to see to it that they are taken care of properly. So let me give you all our call-in number in case you have any questions or comments. Our call-in number is 347-237-4819. Our call-in number once again is 347-237-4819. And when you get in there, a lady will be talking. After she talks, just hit the number one, and that'll put you in the queue with us. If we see you in the queue, of course, we'll ask you if you have a question or comment. Some people just tune in to listen. We have a caller in here right now. Berta, are you in here?
Yeah. Hi, Gerald.
John Basser.
And hi, John Rossi. Long time no see.
Whoa. Hi, Berta.
Hi. Yeah, this should be quite a show.
Well, yes. What's your impression of this Blue Water Navy? Evidently there's a bill out there, H.R. 299.
Yep.
That is coming up for a vote, and they want to raise everyone, the VA home loans, everyone's house payment, $2 or $3, whatever it may be. I don't know how they can nail down a final number without a lot more work done on this. I'm not even sure they know how many Blue Water Navy veterans they actually do have and how many's going to file claims. We're dealing with some unknown numbers, but I feel like it's a possibility this $2 or $3 could run up to 20, 25, 30, 50, who knows? The approval, it could go hog wild.
Well, Gerald, they put it in H.R. 299, these loan fees, which kind of surprised me at first. But, you know, if they all vote on it, it'll get this thing rolling to a great extent. But there was another idea they had, too. I don't know about you guys, but when I get my DIC check in the bank, I get $1,283.11. Well, the 11 cents I never even add into my checking account, but I read somewhere that they might be even considering these little COLA additional pocket change that could possibly come out to a substantial amount, for, you know, when you consider how many veterans might be getting that little added pocket change thing.
John,
have you heard anything on that?
Well, you're talking about the what they're calling a round down.
Yeah.
Essentially, just like you say, when you get, let's say your check is, you know, $100.22, that 22 cents gets held back and thrown into a kitty, and that will add up enough to pay for a lot of veteran benefits. But they, earlier last summer, they shot that one down. That was one that most of the larger VSO did not support.
So, and
I don't blame them for not supporting it, because that's, even though it's only 11 cents, or at most, it's 99 cents a month, which is $11 a year or something, which is the maximum. It's not much, but veterans shouldn't have to be paying for other veteran benefits.
I agree with you, of course. You're right, John, in 2010, when 2010 NEMR came through, and the cost, they were going through all these rigmaroles on the cost, my position was, who cares? Who cares what it costs? Because I agree with you. Veterans should not be required to pay, from the disability checks or whatever it is. But then again, the reason they put this idea of loan fees is to put it all in the same bill, which also covers spinal bifida potential for Thailand, children of Thailand and Korean veterans, because they're not covered for spinal bifida. I'm probably saying that wrong. But I was talking to Gerald, and there's so many ways that VA could save money themselves to put towards whatever this might cost, for Blue Water Navy veterans. And, I'm prepared to talk on that. But then again, you guys probably have a lot on your mind that you want to talk about on this subject that,
Well, what's some of these other avenues you're thinking about, Berta?
Well, Gerald, the VA, of course, if you get a lot of information from the VA, press releases and all that stuff, they are looking for ways to look at their infrastructure, because there are buildings on VA property that are not being utilized. And a good example is I live about 22 minutes from the Bath VA. Medical center. That was a Civil War hospital, and there are still buildings there that were they're in pictures where you see Civil War veterans in the first photography that they were even coming out with at the time. Now, one thing about the Bath VA, everything is well maintained. So even though some of these buildings are vacant, they probably are checked and inspected once in a while to make sure everything might still be working. And this is one reason I thought of it. The Division of Veterans Affairs for the state of New York pays rent to rent a small home next to the VA chapel, which is a short walk from the main hospital. I don't know how much rent they pay. I tried to find out, but I couldn't get that information. But they do pay rent. And it's a home that they have converted into offices. There are also four other homes that are considered VA property when you go in or out of RVA, which is absolutely beautiful. And it crosses the Cohocton River, which is kind of narrow. It's a very narrow bridge. It's a narrow river at that point. But there's four homes right after that bridge. They're always well maintained, and they're all empty. There are four of them. And I know someone who worked for the VA, and he paid rent to live in one of those buildings for about 10 years. And two or three of their directors paid rent to live in two or three of the other homes. Now, those four homes are sitting there and can be easily converted into offices for other state entities. I mean, my position is if New York State Division of Veterans Affairs can pay rent for VSOs, Veterans Representatives, on the VA site, why not consider maybe offices for, you know, the New York State Health Department or Department of Human Services or this, that, and the other? Some of them have offices, small offices in the Bath area. But, you know, Gerald, you know, it just kind of drives me crazy because, and I'll tell you my other gripe and then I'll shut up. We also have the Steuben County, Veteran Service Agency, which is another place where a veteran can go and get information and file a claim and blah, blah, blah. And they've moved three times in 30 years I've been here. And they moved twice to places that veterans, if they were outpatients but could travel out of the VA, you know, to go to the local shopping mall or, you know, Chinese restaurant, they could literally walk over that bridge. And if they're willing to walk maybe a good 15 minutes on a nice day in beautiful New York, they would get right to the service agency. But to make long story short, the service agency moved all the way up to Route 54. It's where my doctor is and another big hospital, and it's on the outskirts of the village of Bath. So that means that any veteran patient that might need a VSO and wants to acquire the county representatives to represent them because they can hold VOA, they can't walk there anymore. They've got to either get a bus. There's very few buses. They've actually started a bus route in the village of Bath, but there's very few buses. I doubt if they've got more than two, and I doubt if they have more than two taxis. And when I moved up here, they didn't have any of that. They didn't have buses or taxis. So my point is, why would, you know, it makes no common sense to me that the county agency, Steuben County Veterans Affairs Agency, moved so far away to pay rent when they could have moved into the VA grounds. After all, the State of New York Division of Veterans Affairs does. And, of course, they maybe feel that they were competing. But I mean, there's things like this that can be utilized within the VA system to save money, money that could be well spent on presented legislation and disability for blue warders.
Now, I've read somewhere, Bert, where the VA had, now, I'm not positive, but I think it was 700 or 800 buildings nationwide that were not being utilized at all, and maintaining them was unbelievable amount of money.
Oh yeah, they still have to be maintained.
And you know, if they sold off that, some of those buildings, the ones that demanding the most, funds to maintain them, I would think some of them have to have 24-hour-a-day security guards or something. Someone going around to have to pay to keep an eye on them.
Oh, yeah.
And
our VA is full of cameras everywhere you go. So
yeah.
You're right. And I'm assuming that even
that could be a large number of this money they're seeking. I mean, why are they sitting here blowing money? Nobody would do that.
No.
I mean, the real estate's high right now. They could sell off a lot of this and probably take care of some of these different groups, like the Blue Water Navy, the burn pit personnel, I'm sure some of these buildings are quite expensive.
Oh, absolutely, Gerald. absolutely, and the security is part of the maintenance. And I would think that any state agency would be well able to afford buying or renting those buildings because our state taxes are extremely high in New York, you know. And I'm assuming it would have to be a state agency because it's federal property. You see what I mean?
Yeah, a state agency could pick them up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, if they picked them up at fair market value,
yeah.
Of course, they would have to pick them up as a wholesaler, maybe, but wholesale price. However, I mean, there could be a sizable amount of funds there available.
Oh, absolutely, Cheryl. And the four homes that, two of them are each, on each side of the little road that crosses the river and takes you into the main facility down here in Bath, New York. A lot of people have wondered, well, why don't they turn them into buildings to house homeless veterans, which is also a good idea. And then somebody said, yeah, but you'd have to have a staff there and everything and food and everything like that. Well, they could be served food right from the VA kitchen that's serving all the inpatients anyhow. They're on federal property, but they would need a staff. But another problem with the VA, too, though, Gerald, they're losing people. I mean,
yeah.
Doctors and nurses are leaving the VA. I don't know the main reason why, and it just might be a coincidence that it seems like I was reading an article the other day where, you know, well, actually, the truth is the VA is changing. The changes are slow, and because of the accountability bill and everything, I think they're looking more carefully at some of the situations that come before them. And I think a lot of doctors and nurses are reluctant to stay. And what happens with privatization? This new idea where veterans, well, Trump said it on TV. It's not exactly the way it's been presented on paper, though. But he said any veteran can go anywhere to get care.
Yeah.
But when you read the actual guidelines of the regulations, and I don't know if they're going to come up for public comment or not, they're still giving the power to the VA to decide who could go get a private doctor.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so you know, and listen, a lot of VA doctors do not want their patients to be seen privately because they're going to be taking a chance that they've been, you know, treating the veteran improperly. I mean, it might not be a matter of negligence, but it might, you know. And I think a lot of doctors are worried because they only seem to want to treat symptoms without cause. And I've been seeing that for 30 years.
Well, to me, it seemed like the VA has a failure to diagnose properly. And
well,
I don't know
indeed.
Whether that's by accident or by design or they intentionally. I know two veterans that went to Fayetteville, Arkansas Hospital.
Yeah.
They went for all their medical care was down there. They did not diagnose them with cancer until it was stage four.
Oh, gee.
Both of them.
Well, you know, that's the world I live in.
That's not right.
No, it isn't. They almost killed my husband's best friend, and I got him 100% plus SMC, permanent and total, for the rest of his life because they could have just diagnosed him properly long before they did. And of course, it's the same with my husband. If I ever really finish my book about my husband, the title will be Death by VA.
Agent
Orange killed him.
Yeah.
But that award trumped my 1151 DIC and was the biggest award I ever got at that point. But it still doesn't change the fact that they did misdiagnose him in four different ways and could have many times. I mean, it's bad enough that nobody picked up on this stuff here locally, but he went to another VA, Syracuse. He was sent there by ambulance. And those doctors, I guess I asked them too many questions because they definitely tried to cover up what they had done down here at that VA. And, but I proved the cover-up, too. But then again, that's always a good discussion for shows now and then, Gerald, 1151 and FPCA claims. But in any event, I'm actually going to get off the phone, if that's okay with you guys, and listen to the rest of the show.
Okay.
Because a veteran friend of mine is coming over, and I'm going to try and get him to listen, too. And
okay.
he won't call in. He's scared to death to call in the radio station.
Well, that's all right.
Anybody listening in, I'm glad you said the number again. 347-237-4819. And they have to press 1. Oh, and I got some other information from the Hanoi newspaper today that was pretty interesting about Monsanto. But I'll save that for another show, Cheryl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to get the word out on this Blue Water Navy, what they're trying to pull here. I mean, we know there's Blue Water Navy veterans that are very deserving. They've been hit with Agent Orange, and they have Agent Orange diseases. There's no reason why the VA should not pay them. It shouldn't be this farce of a story. Well, we don't have the funds, when we all of us know they do have the funds.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then just crank up the printing presses. They need to take care of these veterans.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
in the world?
Yeah.
Who are they trying to? They think we're a bunch of silly goose.
Well,
I guess.
Well, whatever excuse the VA comes up with, regardless of this situation or the claims process or whatever it is, Gerald, it is to stave things off and let them take longer. And you know, they want to take time, but time is the enemy of veterans.
Oh, yeah.
Not really the VA, it's
I
time. How much time do they have to wait on this stuff? And, of course, a lot of them are already dead.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't mean to politicize this, but that whole issue as far as having the financial ability to pay is something actually the Republicans started with their sequester. If they put a new bill in, they have to show, before it even gets introduced into the House, they have to provide a way to pay for it. That's why this whole issue is taking place.
Well, that's true, but this was going on, the ability to pay was going on a long time ago, wasn't it?
Right. Before the bill gets introduced in the House, they have to show a way to pay for it, or it won't get introduced in the House. That's the rules that were written in Congress.
Well, they can take the bonus money they're giving
to
these
spend it.
These VA people.
That rule needs to be suspended.
Center.
The VA, the VA needs to be responsible for paying this bill. You know, the guys are exposed to Agent Orange. If they don't have the money, they could eat some green paper and go to the bathroom and crap it.
Yeah. They need to cough it up.
Now, I'm
well,
probably saying that
I'm doing the best I can do.
Well, Gerald, I'm going to hang up, and I hope others will call in, and I'm going to listen to the show, which is a veteran friend of mine, and we're going to definitely learn something.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in, Berta.
You're welcome. Bye, guys. Nice being with you for a while again. Bye now.
Okay.
Bye. Well, as usual, Berta brings up some really good points. There are a lot of a lot of businesses the VA is in that it really doesn't have a lot of business at being in, like real estate or even education or even financing and loan guarantee stuff. There's arguments been made, I think, on both sides of those issues.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, they get a big block of money or funds to supposedly go towards the helping of veterans and the comp and pension. And what do? They run out here and build new hospitals that nobody's going to go to or something. Buying these buildings here, there, and yonder, and then keeping maintenance up on them. Nobody's using them. What in the world are they doing? They getting in the real estate business or what?
Well, it seems they've been in it for quite some time.
Well, yes, sir. It sure does. And then to come along and say, no, we're sorry, we're broke. We can't take care of you poor guys. It's just tough luck. No, it's not tough luck. It's because they're not doing their job responsibly. They're supposed to be stewards of that money and do what's right with it, not give their old selves exorbitant bonuses. We need that money for sick veterans out here, and we got a lot of them.
Well, I tell you, any job I've ever had that was not a sales job didn't ever have much of a bonus to it. They said your salary is going to be, and they gave you a number, and that's what you expected.
That's what you got.
As opposed to expecting some kind of outrageous bonus that varied by year to year.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe I just never had a good job.
Well, we should have went to work for the VA, but I don't think I would have lasted long.
Yeah, we've got rid of all three of us, probably.
By the time they gave away a bunch of money and bonus, and benefits, they would have got rid of me. But,
you'd be giving too much away.
But anyway, we have this bill coming up, and somehow we need to get, I hope everyone listening contacts their legislators, their congressmen and senators, so they can put in, say, you want this thing looked at more seriously, because there's a lot of things could happen with a bill like this. I mean, this is something that can open the door to a real nightmare further down the road.
Yeah, and your concern is that they're targeting a pocket of money that actually belongs to the veterans, and at this point they're saying, oh, we're only going to take a little bit.
But
I think the fear is that over time, that amount is going to just climb and climb.
I can see that happening.
Well,
and
like I say, a bad precedent to get started.
Well, we all know the VA, and doggone it, if they get a chance to slip their foot in the door, they're going to shove it open. And there's no telling where this will stop. This is not going to stop with just a $2 or $3 raise on your house payment. There's no damn where it'll stop.
All right.
We got the burn pit personnel we got to get taken care of. And we have, the Gulf War, a lot of Gulf War veterans got hit hard with some of those chemicals. And I'm sure that they're showing up. So What are they going to do? Keep raising raising your house rent till everybody's taken care of?
Well, that's a really good question. There's another issue about the Blue Water Navy that's of concern to me. They need to change the name because when they, as written, when this thing goes through and H.R. 299 gets passed in any of the forms that is currently written, they're only saying that they're going to have to that they're going to provide benefits for the ones that serve in the territorial sea. Now, I understand they're having a really hard time defining exactly what the territorial sea is because there are a couple different definitions they could use. But what that means is the ones that serve further out from the territorial seas, which isn't very far out, those usually or typically are going to be the carrier sailors, and they're not going to be able to partake of the benefits that are offered to the guys that served in the territorial seas.
That's
now, some
right.
of the some of the advocates for this particular way of things say, wait, no, that's not true. The Blue Water Navy guys that are not covered by this benefit could always just file for direct exposure. Well, if you go back in time, that's what ended up when the veteran or the VA changed the rules for the Blue Water Navy and said everybody had to have boots on ground if you wanted to get benefits for herbicide exposure, meaning the Agent Orange. And in the history of direct exposure on board any ships, I don't think there's been, I want to say one or two, but to be safe, let's say there have been less than 10 or a dozen that have ever won a direct exposure case by shipboard exposure in all the years since the Agent Orange Act was passed in 1991. So there's a fast one going on in that regard, too.
Yes, there is. And you know, I personally think that if you have a Vietnam service medal, that, you know, which a lot of them on the aircraft carriers did have, I think.
Yep.
I know Stretch did. And then that should make them eligible for benefits if they have a Agent Orange, one of their presumptives, maybe Parkinson's or maybe whatever they have. I don't know how many different diseases associated with it. There's semi-heart disease. You got pulmonary hypertension. You got all kinds of things. So, if they happen to have some of those, I mean, it's kind of strange, but two guys can be on the same boat or ship. One guy can get bad sick with all these presumptives, and the other guy didn't. Maybe there's in different locations on the ship or drank out of different water fountains or Worcester clothes, there's all sorts of excuses. But if they look at the presumptives should say, look, you were in the vicinity because you have a Vietnam service medal. That should be it. It shouldn't be you was 2 miles offshore and now, if you was 4 miles offshore, you don't get nothing. I mean,
yeah,
that's not logical.
Well, that's the arbitrary, illogical line that gets drawn. Just for the sake of the history of this, what you said, use the Vietnam Service Medal, was exactly the way the VA actually wrote up the regulations for who was eligible back in 1991 when the Agent Orange Act was initially passed. That's what they changed in 2002. And some of the rumors, I guess, of why they changed that was that, well, they were starting to give Vietnam service medals to people who were not in the theater of combat. That may or may not be true. I don't know. But if a Blue Water sailor is going to be eligible, then he needs two things. He needs to show that he received the Vietnam Service Medal, which indicates he was in the theater of combat, and he shows some kind of documentation that he was on a ship. And the VA actually has accepted things like if you had your picture in the cruise book, well, that meant you were on that ship. So that will weed out the apparent things like a guy that flew out of air base in Guam to drop bombs on North Vietnam and flew it in the airspace that was 35,000 feet above the in altitude.
Yeah, right.
If he can't show that he was on a Navy ship, then he's not eligible. It doesn't seem to be that difficult to me.
Well, don't me either. I mean, and two, the bottom line being, you got to have one of the presumptives or two or more. That right there tells you exposure was more than likely, and they should be compensated if they have presumptives.
Well, that's exactly right, and the key there is that there wasn't anything else in the area that consistently caused those diseases that are on the Agent Orange registry list. They are from the TCDD, which I won't even try to remember what the tetrachloral, whatever. But the component of dioxin in the Agent Orange is what has been causing these diseases. There was no other element over there in the vicinity of Vietnam that could cause the diseases that are on that list. So, to me, it's hands down. That's what caused it. Had been the Agent Orange.
So I just don't understand what all the hoop to roll is. I mean, you have your evidence. I mean, the guy's sick as a dog. He's about to die. And from Agent Orange presumptive, he was on a ship there. So what if that ship was 100 miles out? It don't matter because how far would that Agent Orange wash out to sea? Tide comes in, goes out. Who knows how far that goes out to sea?
Well,
I don't think they know.
It's been found in Alaska, for instance, and so the mode of travel for toxins like that is there has no limit. It's like the sand that blows across the Atlantic from Africa and lands in Florida. Well, it's done that forever, and it's going to continue doing that, and things move.
That's right. And the presumptive should be the bottom line. If the veteran has a presumptive ailment associated with Agent Orange, and he has a Vietnam Service Medal, then, and the doctor's statement saying that his Agent Orange presumptive, whatever it may be, was more likely than not caused by Agent Orange, the guy should not have an issue. He should get compensation.
Yeah, he would would have, in that case, he would have all the pieces to the puzzle to get those benefits to help him even just paying doctor bills or getting the treatment without having to pay the doctor bills. And that's all it should take.
Yeah.
You just have, I mean, go ahead.
That's 38 CFR. And it don't say in there that they're going to raise your house payment to pay this poor veteran.
Yeah, we're getting into a new area here when we're reaching for funds that haven't been allocated by Congress. And why don't they get allocated by Congress? Good question. You know, I don't have a good answer for that one, but the fact that they're not makes this whole thing questionable, like you say, about if we give the VA or even Congress, who's acting on behalf of the VA, to go to other sources, such as the VA home loans, and take or add fees to that, boy, that's a bad precedent to start, because you don't know where it's going to end, like you had said.
That's like paying the mafia.
Yeah, funny you should mention that.
But folks, please contact your legislators. You know, we have to help the Blue Water Navy veterans. They're deserving. A lot of them are real bad sick. And the burden shouldn't be put on the back of other veterans. Now, they use the verbiage $2 or $3. Well, it shouldn't be that. The VA should cough up the money. It's their responsibility to get the money. They're the VA. They're the ones that pay it out. They control the funds. And they're looking at other veterans to pay for sick veterans. And I don't know where it ever ends, but it's something that shouldn't be allowed.
Well, and take one step further back from that, Gerald, because the Congress is the group, the organization, that gives money to the VA or that allocates the budget that the VA uses. So if the Congress doesn't give that to the VA, there is the argument that says why they can't afford to pay it out for other than who they're taking care of now.
Well, the VA has a responsibility to see to it Congress does pay it out. They got sick veterans. They got a president they can go to, the VA. They got their own secretary. They can pick up a phone call President Trump anytime. Say, look, we need funding for these veterans, and Congress not releasing it. Has the VA asked Congress to help the Blue Water Navy, other than this rinky-dink thing they're trying to put together here, HR 299? I mean, we all agree the Blue Water Navy veterans that sick needs taken care of. But it's the method of taking care of that we don't agree on. We don't know where this crazy thing ends up. The VA has an obligation to take care of them. Now, they need to do their job and get the funds.
Well, and that's over the course of we're coming on to 12 years for this HR 299, the current Blue Water Navy bill. It's been that long since I've been advocating for it, and it's Congress's deal. They need everybody listening, like Beryl said, pick up your phone, call your senators and your representatives, and and start have them ask questions. Why is it going this particular way? Why doesn't Congress just allocate money to the VA instead of letting the VA increase a fee that goes on to the VA home loans? It's like you said in the 38 Code of Federal Regulations, Volume 38, there's already language that designates the Congress to allocate the money and the veterans to use it in the proper manner that those for the veterans that deserve it. And it hasn't happened that way. And people say, well, you know, if somebody wanted it to happen in Washington, it would happen. And it has not happened. And it may not yet. We don't know. But it's pretty apparent that somebody must not want it to happen. I think that's my final conclusion on that.
I have to agree with you on that part, John. Someone spot this all the way through. And, you know, I've been involved with you for, I think, ever since this bill started.
Yep.
And it's just unreal. I mean, there are too many sick veterans involved with the Blue Water Navy. Where's the funds? Have the funds been allocated and the VA just slapped the money off? What, they're $1 billion, some hospital somewhere, what, they're $1 billion or more overrun? What about these veterans out here? Why are they building a new hospital anyway when we got 700-800 buildings vacant now? Now, someone needs to investigate this. Going back, I'd like to see Congress investigate it. Why is this happening? Why are these groups? Look, we got the Blue Water Navy. We have the Burn Pit veterans, Gulf War veterans, all these different groups. Your Project 112 Chad veterans. And all you get is denials. Nothing ever happened. And the VA, you know, takes them 50 years to even own up to the fact that something happened.
Yep, and like Bert had said, time is the key to that.
It's
how
many died waiting here?
Yeah.
And what about their spouses, you know, that just totally give up?
Well, that's what generally happens when you get so frustrated with something that it's just not worth the effort that goes into it. Now, you said before that there are some numbers that aren't quite known. With the Blue Water Navy, there is documentation that there are known numbers, and that number happens to be 174,000 offshore naval personnel. Now, that in the documentation, it says those were personnel, 174,000, that were, quote, in Vietnam. Now, back in those days, that meant that they were in the theater of combat.
Yeah.
And that's all you needed to earn the Vietnam Service Medal. And sure, there were several thousand, I would suspect, naval personnel that were not assigned to the Blue Water Navy. There, of course, is the Brown Water Navy, and there are some land-based positions, especially communications-related. But I think that 174,000 covers just about everybody, or at least that's what the Department of Defense Manpower Center seems to think. Those are the numbers that were used to put the budget together to pay for the Blue Water Navy bill. So they knew the numbers, and then they said, "Well, where can we find that money? Because we don't want to give it." there's where the problem started.
That's where it started. And I would say that may be even a low number. It sounds to me like they're not quite sure.
And if I would roll the dice, I'd say, yeah, maybe a little more than 174,000. But that's what the Department of Defense Manpower Center has publicized. So I don't see where the discrepancy is, other than if someone wants to challenge that number, then they need to have the DOD Manpower Center go back and look at this again. Well, here we've got a little more time we need to add on if that happens. And it's been 12 years already, so there are some pretty sick veterans that need this to happen years ago.
Yes, years ago. And a lot of them's going to die prematurely for lack of proper medical treatment, which is sad. Isn't the VA? The VA has an obligation to go to Congress and say, look, we have to have funds to take care of these Blue Water Navy veterans. Now, are they getting them funds and just slapping them off on a bunch of foolishness instead of taking care of veterans? I don't know. You know, I think the thing needs investigated real bad. They need to have some hearings. Has the funds been put forward and we're not aware of it? And they're going somewhere else. Bonuses and moving expenses, and them people move around like you never believe. I think every other U-Haul truck you see on the highways, a VA employee moving from one area to the next.
Yeah, and getting paid mileage. Well,
and getting paid mileage, yeah. So what's going on with all that? But, I mean, you know, I believe if someone just done a quick investigation, Congress has access to all these numbers.
Well, there hasn't been anything specifically passed as a legislation for, in this case, the Blue Water Navy. That hasn't happened yet, and that's what H.R. 299 is. But to go to the depth of what your argument is, back in 1991, when they passed the Agent Orange Act, it included the guys that were offshore. It included everyone who was in the theater of combat in Vietnam, and that's based on the fact that it was the Vietnam Service Medal that you had to have earned before you be eligible.
That makes sense.
So the argument might still be made, well, if they were told to cover all the Vietnam veterans back in 1991, and then they stopped paying the veterans who didn't have their boots on the ground in 2002, I don't believe the VA gave them back any money, because they weren't going to spend it on those guys without boots on the ground anymore. So for your argument, you might say, well, they still have the money then. They've been directed to make those payments.
That's possible.
Those payments for the veterans.
That's possible. But I don't know how, you know, the veteran get to it. Take someone above my pay grade.
Well, that's right. And they make the path as rocky as possible.
Yeah.
They still have the money. The VA's a revolving door. Every day a veteran dies, thousands of veterans die.
Yeah.
Every day veterans get service connected, the money's still in the system. It's not new money, it's old money. So
yeah, I think you're right, John.
Bleak. Yeah, it's like, you know, one gets off the bus, one gets on. Because for every veteran that gets service connected, how many die?
Well, Well, I think the rate of dying is a lot faster than the rate of the new guys coming on board. It's just
That means they've got plenty of money. They'll be able to go ahead and pay these blue water guys and not even notice the money being gone.
Well, I know one thing. After 17 years, there's been a lot of veterans died, so I must be way down.
Yeah, I think that number is about 350 a day of Vietnam era veterans die.
Yeah.
And I'm betting the largest percentage of those were Vietnam veterans that earned the Vietnam service ribbon.
Yeah.
The only reason, you know, hey guys, World War II vets are about gone. There's not many left at all. You know, there's a very small percentage left from what they have been. Vietnam vets, you know, that's going to be the next class to start going out, you know, in mass groups. And after that,
anyone who would qualify for HR 299 means that they're currently sick. They have to show up with one of those diseases. And if that's true, they're not going to be on the payroll 10 years from now because that bill is costed out for 10 years. I think that's going to be a dry pocket by the time 10 years comes around. There won't be anybody to pay.
Yeah. I'd like to have seen Mad Project 112, that whole bill. You know what, Gerald?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's unreal.
Yeah,
call
only
your
5,
legislators, call folks. The only ones we know can help would be Congress. And if you call your legislators, explain this to them. Because if this passes in the verbiage that it's in, this H.R. 299, it could come back and affect any and all veterans out there. I don't know where this thing would end, but
it would affect every veteran. Every veteran.
I think it would. Eventually, it will come around to all veterans. And once they get used to pulling, raising, and taking money out of your paycheck, or not paycheck,
well,
benefit,
it's be more,
check, comp check, or
it's gonna,
pension.
It's going to be more popular, Gerald, because, you know, with this new regime we got in, you know, interest rates are going to go sky high anyways here pretty soon. They're going up right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they go up, more veterans are going to be, it's going to cost you more down payments. So more veterans are going to use their VA benefit to get a VA loan for a little better interest rate. And it's going to skyrocket.
Yeah.
So that writing's on the wall.
So please contact your congressmen and senators. Give them a call. Tell them this is wrong. The VA should, if a veteran has some of these presumptives, the VA should compensate them. And the fact that they're broke is not a legitimate excuse. They're not broke. They have the money to deal with. No telling how much money they're sitting on. We want them to do the right thing by the veterans. Veterans signed their life away when they went in the service. And the VA promised to take care of them. So anyway, John, I appreciate you coming on. We're just about out of time here. And let's hope we get some calls going towards Washington there. And hopefully we'll stay up to date on this, because I'm sure everybody will want to know how this ends. And
I'll be watching it closely. I'll guarantee you that. So.
Okay. And we want to thank Haddett for letting us put this podcast on. And I hope everybody out there enjoyed the show.
Yeah. Everybody, tune in next week, next Thursday night at 7 o'clock Eastern time. We got a special guest on the show. It's going to be Paul Sullivan out of Bergman & Ford. So everybody get a chance to listen. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, Paul. Paul's a good talker. He'll keep us entertained. He won't let me fall asleep. With that, this will be Gerald Cook with Jay Basser and John Rossi. We'll be signing off for now.
You've been listening to the Hadit.com Blog Talk Radio Show, sponsored by Hadit.com. All opinions expressed here are the opinions of the individuals appearing on the show and are not the opinions of Hadit.com or Blog Talk Radio. Tune in next time for another edition of Hadit.com Blog Talk Radio and the Ask Basser Show.